The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's October the 4th, and Larry Brown told me what day. You ever have that where right before you're supposed to talk, you kind of...
It's age.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Good to have you with us today. Friday, October the 4th. Larry Brown, singer, songwriter, storyteller, with us. And today we're not singing...
No,
we're not writing. We're telling stories.
I'm telling a story.
Yeah, is this the story you're going to tell about the preacher and?
Do you know that story?
Well, I think I've heard it.
Jack and the preacher.
It's
a Jack tale.
Yeah. Okay. So here's Larry Brown. Why don't you just go into the story?
Okay, I'll go into the story.
Jack and the preacher.
You know, about 100 years ago, Jack lived in the little town of Gnawbone down in Stone County in the Ozarks. And that little town had just hired a new preacher, fresh out of seminary, Reverend Henry. Now, he served the little community church in Gnawbone because they weren't big enough to have full-time resident pastor. They had to share him with the little town of Pleasant Valley. Well, the new preacher went for several months, was doing fine, but one day he got called in to meet with the board of deacons. Now, Reverend Henry thought the meeting was at a certain time, and when he came, he realized the board of deacons had already been meeting for some time. So he walked in, they were already ready to go. Now, the chair of the board of deacons at that time happened to be Charles McCarty. The McCartys had moved there from Cincinnati a number of years ago, but he'd quickly became a pillar of the community and now head of the board of deacons. And he'd been working for Mr. Jones at the store and was a skilled, respected person. But in this position, he had a position of authority. So when Reverend Henry went in, Charles McCarty was standing up there at the front of the church there by the pot-bellied stove and said, "Reverend Henry, there's been some concern expressed about your preaching." He says, "We like the scholarship, the theological clarity, and the stories, but we really need somebody that'll preach fire and brimstone, you know, preach for conviction, and all of us sinners need to be saved." And they started going on like that, and Reverend Henry said, "Well, okay, I can modify my preaching. That won't be a problem." Well, things went well for the next several weeks and months, but then there was another meeting called. Reverend Henry was called in by the board of deacons and went to the church. They'd been meeting ahead of time, and sure enough, Charles McCarty was standing up there at the front and said, "Now, there's been some concern expressed about your relationship with Ms. Williams, the schoolmarm." Now, as you know, they were telling Reverend Henry that we always want our school teachers in our little one-room school to be unmarried so they can totally focus on teaching the children. But you've been seen with her a lot. Now, we understand you can have a relationship, but you need to declare your intentions. Now, we saw you talking to Ms. Williams at the edge of the dance. We appreciated that you didn't dance, but we want to know what's going on between you and Ms. Williams. And what had happened was Ms. Williams was one of the most literate people in the town, and so he was able to talk what they'd been reading and had scholarly conversations, and it was just a friendship. And he said, "But I will watch my behavior. There's nothing wrong going on." Well, Jack had become friends with Reverend Henry, too. He really liked him and was a little bit discouraged that he was having these issues with the Board of Deacons. And sure enough, in a few weeks, there was another meeting called, and Reverend Henry was on the spot again. Charles McCarty was standing up there and saying, "We think you've been spending just a little bit too much time over at Pleasant Valley. Now, this is supposed to be an arrangement in which we share you half time." And Reverend Henry says, "Well, I have only been spending half the time, but I'll watch that." Well, later he began to talk with Jack. In fact, took Jack with him on one of his trips over to Pleasant Valley. And they stopped halfway. It was fall of the year, beautiful fall foliage, at a little ridge looking down on the White River. And Reverend Henry says, "You know, I come here a lot. This is the place where I can pray, I can read, I can study, I can focus. And it's not that I'm spending extra time at Pleasant Valley, but this is kind of my place to study and recuperate." And well, Jack understood that. Well, you know, it was just a few weeks later, Reverend Henry was called in to the board of directors. Charles McCarty was saying something about it. And as he was talking, Reverend Henry looked and noticed that Charles McCarty was kind of watching the windows, look looking at the windows outside the church and getting distracted and not talking. Next thing you know, the rest of the board of deacons were all looking out the windows. And at that moment, the door burst open and the devil walked right into the church. Red, you know, forked tail, horns, and holding a pitchfork. And, well, Charles McCarty just fell to his knees and looked up at the devil and said, "Oh, Mr. Devil, Mr. Satan, I've been a Sunday school teacher and head of the board of deacons. I've been a pillar of the community, but the whole time I was on your side." Well, as soon as he said that, he realized what he said, got so embarrassed, he just left the church, and the board of deacons filed out as well. Reverend Henry was kind of by himself, and so he blew out the lantern and left the church, and as he was going down the pathway, there was Jack with his mule stuffing something in the saddlebag. Reverend Henry says, "What you doing?" Jack says, "Oh, I got to get this devil's outfit turned back into the melodromers over there at Prathersville. I just borrowed it for the night. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with Charles McCarty and the board of deacons." And that's how Jack saved the preacher.
That's a good story, Terry. That's a very good story. Is that your...
That's an original.
Oh, yeah. And you wrote that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as I tell Jack tales, I'm using traditional elements, and you'll find features like that. And that little episode will show up here and there in other stories.
That sounds like a story that my dad would have told. He used to tell... I can remember as a kid, my father and my grandfather, in the summertime, we'd sit under the big elm tree in the backyard, and they told stories. And I could never tell whether these stories were true stories or they were made-up stories, but they had a lot of stories about the devil.
Well, as we've discussed before, Paul, all of my stories have truth.
Okay. All right.
whether it happened that way or not.
You got some events coming up.
Well, I do. October is usually a busy month for me, and I'm going to be out at a Catholic school at Lourdes on October 11th for their literacy night called Reading is Magical. And I'll be doing a Meals and Wheels fundraiser out at Bradford Farm on October 12th that evening. I'll be for my 9th annual appearance at the Fayette Library on October 24th, 6:30.
Okay.
That's a family-friendly concert, even though it's spooky tales. I'll be down at Jeff City at Lawson School on October the 25th, and that night of October the 25th at the Jefferson City Library for a family.
And what about Halloween night?
And I'll be at Lynn Library the next morning also, October 26th. But Halloween night, I'm going to be out at Harg, Missouri. At
Where?
Harg.
Harg, Missouri.
Christian Church, yeah.
Oh, you could be telling stories.
Hauntings
there.
At Hog.
Okay.
At Harg. We'll have a family and an adult concert.
Larry Brown, thank you. If people want more information, how do they get in touch with you?
You may get in touch with me at www.brownstory.com. My website, or email me at brownstory@hotmail.com.
Got it. Larry Brown, thank you so much for coming by and sharing the story of Jack
and
the
preacher.
Jack and the preacher. Monday, Vera Massey will be with us. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Al-Yung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You got an idea, something you'd like to hear or see? I'd love to hear from you, Pepper P, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.